We've heard from Patrick Catt by email, chris@nakedscientist.com. Patrick says, and I'm going to change the question very slightly by adding a little questionette of my own. Do you eat sausages and bacon? Because his question says, does drinking milk increase the chance of cancer? But there's been all this furore. Tell me, give me your cancer sort of insight. Should I be eschewing bacon and sausages, or should I just take a reality check and probably the risk is relatively low?
Okay, so I'm going to put my work hat on here because for my day job, I work for Cancer Research UK. And we do have a lot to say about diet and cancer risk. And there have been a lot of studies done. So there was all this stuff in the news recently about, you know, red meat is as bad as smoking and it's all really terrible. When you look closely at it, there's a really important difference when you're looking at components of the diet and cancer risk about the strength of the evidence versus the size of the risk. Now, all the red meat stories came about because IARC, the International Agency for Research on Cancer, which is part of the World Health Organization, they basically said that there is strong enough evidence on red and processed meat to put it in the same category as smoking in terms of it causing cancer or increasing the risk of cancer in humans. Now, this doesn't mean that a sausage is as bad as smoking a fag. This isn't the same thing at all.
So what about if you smoke the sausage?
Yeah, well, smoked sausages are possibly worse than normal sausages. But basically, we know, for example, that certain amounts that you smoke increase your risk by certain amounts, which is much bigger than the increase in risk in eating certain amounts of red and processed meat. So basically, it's about the strength of the evidence is very strong. We definitely know that if you eat certain amounts of red and processed meat, you will increase your cancer risk by a certain amount. You know, the more you eat, the bigger your risk. The less red and processed meat you eat, the lower your risk.
The fact is there are billions of cigarettes being smoked all around the world every day.
Exactly. I mean, certainly your risk from being a regular smoker is going to be a bigger cancer risk than being a regular meat eater, but there will be a risk associated with eating red and processed meat.
And does milk come under red and processed? Is it the same sort of envelope?
So basically, the evidence on milk and dairy increasing cancer risk is very, very mixed. It's kind of a bit of a internet folklore thing that dairy, you know, dairy is bad for you and it will increase your risk of cancer, particularly breast cancer. The studies have been very mixed on it. So some have shown that eating lots of milk and dairy increases your cancer risk. Others have shown that it decreases your cancer risk. So there's certainly the weight of evidence there is all over the place. But more broadly, when you're talking about diet and cancer, we don't just eat one thing. You know, you don't just live on steak or on cabbage. You need to have a balanced diet that's kind of rich in fruit and vegetables, less red and processed meat. You know, if you're a meat eater, more chicken and fish. It's risk. It's not a yes, no, black, white. The more of one thing you do, the more it'll increase your risk. The more of something else you do, the more it'll decrease your risk. It's the same with alcohol. The only thing that's really kind of really, really bad for you is basically smoking. So don't do that. We've got a question now for Max.